The gentleman who ran a store in Grant City, Missouri, could have never imagined what would happen when he bought one of his young employees a trombone. That purchase propelled the young musician to become world famous. Today's American Countryside, brought to you by Exmark Mowers. Take back your weekend. Go to Exmark.com today.
Landscape pros trust Exmark more than any other brand. For more than 30 years, Exmark mowers have been built to work all day, every day. For a perfect cut, every time, in no time. So use what the pros use and take back your weekends. What's your favorite way to enjoy a weekend? Submit your video at xmark.com/weekends for a chance to win a new Exmark mower, as well as other cool gear, trips, and more.
There's still time to sign up for our American Countryside Adventure to Alaska, August 31st to September 8th. We'll fly to Fairbanks, where we'll pan for gold, see the Alaska Pipeline, and ride the Riverboat Discovery. Then we'll head to Denali National Park and stay at the Princess Lodge. We'll also take in the Alaska State Fair and see the largest vegetables on Earth. Plus, we'll cruise the Kenai Fords and ride on the Alaska Railroad. Get your brochure by calling 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266, or find the ad at AmericanCountryside.com. Rick Finch oversees the home and museum of Clarinda, Iowa's hometown hero.
He comes from a very humble background. He's born in Clarinda March 1st of 1904. He's the third generation of Millers to live in Clarinda. His grandfather, Robert, was one of the earliest settlers in Page County.
He's speaking of Glenn Miller. He and his older brother, Dean, began playing music at an early age, but it was an event in nearby Grant City, Missouri, that perhaps launched Glenn's future career.
Mr. Moss Barger, who is a prominent citizen in Grant City, who also happened to be the director of the community band, had older brother Dean in the band and wanted Glenn in there too. And so he buys Glenn a brand new trombone. Glenn has to shine shoes, run errands, and work at that store to pay that thing off. But it pays off in the end.
Glenn Miller would go on to become one of the biggest names in music in the 1940s, but he never forgot the importance of the man who helped him get that new trombone.
And after Glenn had made it big, he'd come back and visit Mr. Moss Barger, and Mr. Moss Barger would agree and not tell anybody else that Glenn was coming, and they would send most of the folks home and close the store early, and Glenn would come into the back door and they'd visit.
He attended the University of Colorado for just a few semesters. He was already learning most of what he would need by simply playing music.
It's a bit ironic that one of the worst grades he received was actually music appreciation. He did really well in math and he did really well in sports, but he was already focused on being a musician. When he graduated high school, in fact, it was his mom who actually received his diploma because he was off playing a gig.
More next time as we travel the countryside from the Glenn Miller Birthplace Museum in Clarinda, Iowa. I'm Andrew McCray.